Blog Talk Radio.
Quality charcoal, man, I'm telling you. If you haven't tried Royal Oak,
the lump charcoal, you need to really try it. It works really well in these gravity-fed smokers. It works really well in the offset smokers. It works really well in the water pan smokers, the green eggs, you name it. It works in every smoker that I've known the man. Also want to thank Jeff from WikiQ for supplying us with the sauces and rubs and stuff. He just took Reserve Grand out in, I believe, Winter Haven, Florida. The big contest where three out of 2 grand, so my hat's off to him, and hopefully we might be able to hear from him later on. But wants good quality stuff. I'm telling you what, Jeff is always up there in these competitions. He's always a force to be reckoned with, and he's a hell of a nice guy outside of that too. So I want to congratulate him on his finish if I didn't do it in the past week. But you know, he's a good friend of mine, and you know, we have friendly competitions just about every day on week. So I want to congratulate Bubba from BBQ for winning the Georgia BBQ Championship Series for the third year in a row. Like that was a surprise. But want to congratulate you, Bubba. Job well done. You did very well this year. And one of these years, one of us is going to knock you off your throne. So one of us is looking forward to it. And I want to congratulate Pitbulls Up in Smoke, Rebecca, for getting a Reserve Grand, so to speak, second place overall. Great job to her and Danny. And we'll get on with the show right now. I've got Stump on the line right now. Stump, how you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine. Can you hear me?
Okay. Well, I didn't know I hit a couple of extra buttons.
Nah, you're fine. We got you on the line, so you can just stay right where you're at, and we'll get to talking. First of all, I want to... So great job you're doing on these smokers. A lot of these teams are kicking my butt in competition. So you know, I want to congratulate you on that. But also, you've been around for quite a while. You've got a lot of teams out there using your product and having really, really good results. David Morrow from Blue Buds, I don't think he likes your product very much. He came back and bought another one. So I've had several teams that have been wanting me to get you on to talk about your smokers and stuff, and get you on at the right time, and I just felt like, you know, the season's starting, people starting to kick out, they're looking for smokers, you know, maybe want to upgrade from last year, so I figured I'd get you on the show. This is probably about the most opportune time, and, you know, we'll push your smokers, and if I'm not mistaken, you might have a class coming up, is that right?
I just had a class, yeah.
Okay.
That's been my second class. We had about 30 the first class, in which I've done, you know, everything. And this class, I just concentrated on a few categories, and I had about 20 people.
Now, you used to compete, didn't you? You still do every now and then? Or
Well, I mean, I've been competing for a long time, and up until, I believe it was August 2010, I had an accident, broke my back, so it sort of put me on the back burner for a while.
Well, how you doing with that? Are you still on the mend, or are you back to almost your old self? I know when you have a back injury, it's never back 100%, but I do see you at some of these competitions meandering around.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's just going to be an ongoing struggle, and the VA's been taking real good help of me, and, you know, taking care of me, but, you know, it's just it's one day at a time, as they say.
That's the way I look at it. That's pretty much the way I look at life, is about one day at a time. You look any further, it could get a little gloomy,
it was for probably 10 hard years, it was barbecue 7 days a week, and you know, the family sort of got put aside, and you know, and then when I had this accident, you know, of course I hung my lip out for about a year, but you know, I'm trying to get back in, and not gonna run as hard as I did, because one blessing with this is I've been able to stay home and really enjoy my family, and. You know, and I see some of these folks jumping in there and going to get rich in the barbecue world, and I tell you, it's, You don't get rich. The only richness you get from it is being able to wake up in the morning and do what you love to do.
Well, that and just, I know you probably feel the same way as a lot of us, just meet new friends, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's really enriched our lives, and, you know, we feel a whole lot better for that. But,
oh, yeah. Well, I tell you, that's, you know, so the friends I got there has meant more than any money I've ever made, if I made any at all in the barbecue world. But it's... It's, you know, I'm blessed to be able to do what I do, and I am rigging back up. I just, you know, I went out there and cooked with a few different people, and, you know, I'm sort of cooking in the handicap mode right now. So, you know,
Do they have handicap competition?
well, I tell you, you know, these contests I've been talking to, I told him, I said, you got to give me a handicap spot, which is close to the judging tent. Because my walk is not that good anymore.
Well, I just want to, I know a few teams that use your product and I compete against regularly, and I'm going to name a few of them off for other listeners that don't know. Of course, you got BBQ, you got Wicked Q, you got Pick and Porkers, you got Two Old Men and Grill. You got Blue Bloods, you got Rescue Smokers, you got Holy Smoke, you've got, what else did I see had one? Good Lord, I've done lost my train of thought. I had about 8 or 10 of them. Anyway, I'm going to tell you guys, even Cereal Grillers has got one. These smokers, I mean, they revolutionized. I'm cooking on all set a different brand of Southern Q Smoker, but, you know, pretty much, in my opinion, I think that you pretty much started the gravity-fed smoker revolution out there. And I'm going to tell you what, people, these things are awesome. They really are.
It was out there before I was. It wasn't in working order. And, you know, I like to fiddle with things. And so I just, you know, put my little twist on it. And that's what, you know, everybody's doing out there now. So, you know,
you got Superior, you got Southern Key, you got several others out there that are doing it. But, you know, I guess your little twist kind of brought up and the teams that started cooking on these things and really just started upping their game. Really led the barbecue world, at least in the Southeast, as far as I know, towards these gravity-fed smokers. And it allows you to do several things. It keeps moisture in the meat. You still get a nice bark on it. You can control your heat with the DigiQ or whatever, the barbecue guru. And, you know, allows you to get some sleep and keep a constant temperature in there. And also, you don't have to have a quart of wood to do a contest, and you don't have to have 80 pounds of charcoal. So these things are very efficient. They burn a real nice, clean smoke. And, you know, I'm sure you're all aware of that, those stuff. But how many models do you have out there? Because I've seen several different models over the last few years. I know you tweak some and you'll build some for a little while, and then you'll tweak it some more and build some others. How many different models do you carry right now?
Probably right now in the verticals, we are doing 1, 2, 3, 4, about 5 in the verticals, and then we do 4 in the horizontal mode, which is the Platinum and the Monster, and then of course we do the single wall stuff, and then I got some new stuff coming out that's gonna be a little bit better on the pocketbook and still going to give you that consistent temp and give you the long burn time so you can get some sleep.
Do you have some, the vertical smokers, do you have some kind of towards the patio model or all yours, you know, the...
Well, I mean, we got the Baby and the XL Baby those are geared towards the patio, which a lot of folks use them on the barbecue trail because, you know, everybody's downsizing, they're, you know, getting down to stuff they can handle. And,
right.
And, you know, right now we got pretty much all the verticals $500 off of retail, so we doing pretty good there. But then, you know, like me, you know, getting into handicap mode, I'm looking for stuff a lot lighter than that. So, you know, yeah. I got one model that's going to be out. It's called the Stumpster. It's something I built, you know, 11, 12 years ago. And just wasn't really a big calling for it. But, you know, I've got it, you know, around 100-pound range. And then I'm going to do one a little bit bigger. So it's, you don't have to be, you know, it's all about the economy. And for me, it's the economy and the less weight. You know, having to move stuff around because my wife's going to be going with me. And so she doesn't want to move them heavy cookers anymore.
But yeah, it's, you know, it's funny you said that because, you know, we kind of downsized a little bit from, you know, we usually take two pretty good sized smokers to something because I just like certain things on certain smokers. But, you know, after cooking on, you know, like I said, I use a TNT, but, you know, after cooking on these things, which is really a, there's really not that much of a learning curve on these smokers, people, I'm telling you. It really isn't. I mean, my first time using one, I went out and won a reserve grand. And my very first SBA contest, 2 weeks later, I took grand.
Right.
So, you know, with very little experience, just being around people that have them stuff, it doesn't matter what kind of gravity fed you got. People help you. They'll tell you what, you know, kind of like what they're doing on there. I don't think there's a whole lot of difference in them, but, you know, the brand name, I mean, Stumps have been out there for a while. And, you know, I think you kind of, like I said, just your company alone just kind of revolutionized that in this part of the country. And, you know, it's really, really helped barbecue. It's really helped a lot of Southeastern teams get out there. And I know you sell them nationwide and probably worldwide too. But, you know, just the design, the airflows, I mean, all that you all have down to a T. And, you know, to give people the optimum temperature to cook certain meats at and to give it the nice flavor and everything. So, but, you know, downsizing, I think, is what you're right. You know, in the past, when people stayed up all night, you know, tending to fire and stuff, that stuff gets old really quick. And, you know, with these gravity-fed smokers, you can plug them in at 7 o'clock at night, go to bed, and not even worry about your meat or anything till, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning. So,
well, back when I started, that's, you know, we toted the wood and, an old fuel tank with a firebox on it, and yonder we went. And, you know, it was, you know, we thought we was in high cotton when we got an enclosed trailer. And, you know, nowadays, you know, you got folks pulling up with $30,000 toy haulers, and which I, you know, I've done all that, you know, and which I've got rid of all my trucks, and I, you know, I just got me a Suburban, and you know, this new one I got out, I can slide it right in the back of that Suburban and go cook a contest if I need to.
Well, that's, you know, so true because I got a couple of good friends of mine just got them like a little 20-foot enclosed trailer. And, you know, people, I think some people getting out of the big motorhomes, which they had, the big travel trailers.
Mm-hmm.
Some people moving up from the open trailer. And the thing that I like about these type of smokers is that, you know, you can do, if you get a decent size one, you do all your meats on it. You just work on it, get your times down and all that. The other thing is, like what you're doing, if you have two of your smaller ones, you know, you can put your big meats on them, and when one's done, you can throw your ribs on that one, and the other one's done, you throw your chicken on the other one, and, you know, everything works like clockwork. But they're smaller, they're easier to maneuver, they don't take up a whole tailgate or a whole part of a trailer. So you're seeing more people going to these enclosed trailers, and, special ones with little porches on it and stuff.
Right.
So, you know, it's pretty cool that it gives you more, I guess, flexibility in the way you can cook. And, you know, I think CudzyQ cooks on two of your smaller smokers, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think he had a baby.
Yep. And they did very well in the Georgia Barbecue Championship Series. Barbecue won it. Third year in a row, so, you know, he's, of course, he cooks on a Stump Stretch, and, you know, Jeff from WikiQ does also, but, you know, it just shows you the quality is there, the meat temperature and all that stays even, it's just a really all-around great cooker.
Just like I tell folks to call, you know, and they're a lot of, you know, most everybody in the competition world has pretty much got what they got. You know, used to they swapped out, you know, every time something new hit the ground, but now they're holding on to the cookers longer because, you know, of course, the economy slowed everybody up. But we're getting, you know, the barbecue world is 1% of the barbecue market. You know, it may be 1.5%. I don't know. But, you know, the backyard is where everybody's still learning about this technology in cookers. And, you know, when they call, you know, I tell them it's just like cooking in an oven.
Yeah, I mean, that's so true. You know, they, it's just so much, I think the learning curve is so much less on one of these type smokers. Yeah, you got to spend a little money, but, you know, like I say, if you go to the backyard and the patio models and stuff, you're not going to spend an arm and a leg, number one. Number two is it's just a smaller version of what you can get into if you want to, or just get another smaller cooker. And you can do a pro comp. I mean, you know, it's a, I said learning curve is almost nil, really and truthfully. Mm-hmm. You can have somebody show you in about 10, 15 minutes on how to work. Then it's up to you to figure out, you know, if it's got a warm spot here or, you know, if it works better up on the top rack or the middle rack. I mean, you still got to be practice cooking no matter what cooker you're cooking on. Mm-hmm. But I just think learning curves, I mean, a lot of people say it's going, you know, what do they say, over to the dark side or whatever, getting away from stick burners. But, you know, even the Jambo, $12,000 Jambo, you still got to be up with them the whole time.
Right.
And, you know, and people are stuck on Jambos. I think I saw Rod Gray had a gravity fed smoker at his house, if I'm not mistaken. Was that yours or was that somebody else's?
No, I do not know. I know who had them and who didn't. And I just, there's so many of them out there now, I can't hardly remember.
Well, he had one come crated back a few weeks ago. And he said, oh, looky what I got or something. I wonder what's in the box. And I don't know if it's a Superior or what, but, you know, I didn't get to see it up close, but he posted it on Facebook. So, you know, I'm thinking that even the top fit masters are starting to go outside their normal realm and see how these things do, you know. But, like I said, I'll be honest with you.
I've had some of the, you know, top boys use them, and, you know, it ain't for everybody. You know, some folks are using them for a while, and they just want to have something to fiddle with, you know. But, I think, you know, where the market's at today is around $1,500, and that's sort of what folks are looking for these days. And the only thing, the drawback a lot of folks who get these type of smokers is they have trouble with the bark. And then, you know, when I do my classes, that's one reason a lot of folks like to come to the class is because I teach them how to cook on the cooker best I can. But, you know, there's things you have to do to get the product you want. And it's just like I tell everybody, regardless of what you cook on, you got to learn your meat and you got to learn your equipment.
That definitely do. And, you know, like I said, going back to that price point of $1,500, I agree with you 100% there. You know, barbecue, if you go back and look over the years, it's probably done, probably in the last 10 years, it's probably grown 20-fold. Easy.
Oh, yeah.
So you look at all these cookers, well, you have to start somewhere. So they may start on a little small thing and then they want to move up. Well, if you go from, say, $500 to $3,000, that's a big-ass jump.
Oh, yeah.
More divorces been over that, but if they go up to, say, $1,500, you know, it's not that bad. They can absorb some of that and start cooking producing a lot better quality product at the finished product. And, you know, then maybe if they want to venture out, you can still do a backyard contest, one of the smaller ones. You know, you just to get your times down on your meat. But then if you want to go to pro, especially like KCBS, then, you know, it won't be an arm and a leg to get another one, or you can get a buddy. But a good thing about it, like you said, downsizing. When I did, I used to have a Bubba grill, and when I cooked on it, I had to take me, my foreman, and another guy with me, plus my wife, just to tend the fire, you know, make sure that the temperature was right and all this other stuff, we'd have to take shifts. But see, ever since I got this, I've done, I don't have any contests just by myself.
Right.
So, you know, it gives you that where you don't have to have a whole team. It's really nice to have somebody else there with you, but, you know, you don't absolutely have to have somebody there, especially with one of these type of smokers, because, you know, you can wheel them around decently easy, you know. You get your small enclosed trailer and you're good to go, you know.
Well, when I, you know, when I do different changes and different models, you know, I'm doing it to get to make my product better. And folks ask me why I change it up. And I, you know, I listen to some of the competitors out there and I take what you know, what they say, but you know, I'm a cook as well too, and one reason I got into this stuff is, number one, you know, back in the day I used to like to socialize a lot, so throwing wood wasn't good for me. So you know, and I was doing a lot of other stuff, you know, fundraising stuff, and you know, I just wanted something easier. So, you know, I shopped around and you know, I seen a few things that caught my eye, and you know, I just got out there and started cutting and welding, and I've built about everything there is and cooked on about everything there is. And when I make different tweaks, you know, here and there, you know, it's for me to get my product better than the next man. And then, you know, and then 2 months later, I see it, you know, everybody else doing it. So, you know, it's, you know, sometimes it's a pat on the back, you know, and sometimes it's a little aggravating, but that's just the way it is. You know, there's an estimated 74 million backyards got barbecues in the back of it, so everybody's got a little piece of the pie.
Yeah, it's spread out pretty well in that category.
I'm be honest with you, I'm going in a different direction. You know, I knew there was a shelf life on that market, and I knew that when I got in it. So, you know, it's, you know, unlike a lot of them, you know, I'm blessed with the ability to build this stuff and tweak it where I need it to be and have it work for everybody else like it worked for me. And so that's, you know, that's sort of what holds me up ahead of a lot of folks, the way I look at it. So, but I do see the market going a different way. But folks still want that 10 to 15 hour cook.
Yeah, they do. Well, see, another thing you just mentioned, too, is you're treating these cookers like a really good barbecue chef does. You're always tweaking. You always look to improve everything. That's the way, you know, these professional barbecuers are. They're always looking to get that little extra edge, that little something that somebody ain't doing, and you know,
there's a lot of folks, and I got a lot of folks that call and ask me, you know, different this and different that, and you know, I really got blinders on. I really don't pay attention to what anybody else does, because I'm just worried about my product, you know, as far as me cooking, you know. And that's probably one reason I never made a dollar, because, you know, I've always looked at it as, you know, I'm going to do this, and it's going to make my meat do this. So, you know, and that's the way I look at it. And, but it's, you know, it's just like I said earlier, it's a blessing to be able to get up every day, which I can't do what I used to could, but I still get up there and smell the grinding dust and the welders going.
So are we going to see you at some of these competitions coming up this year, or what you?
I'm rigging up. You know, like I said, I'm downsizing everything. I got some new products I'm going to push. But I'm going to start out local. I took a ride to Orlando a couple weeks ago, and it was, you know, one of them turning burns, and it was just, it was too rough on me. So, you know, I'm going to do a little bit around here, and I'm not going to overdo myself.
Right.
And, you know, I've run hard. I've been all over the place, and those days are behind me now. So I'm gonna get out and do some of these GBAs and catch some of these FBAs that are close, and try to, you know, get some MBNs and KCBS in there. I'm not gonna get out there and try to conquer the world by no means.
Well, you know, pretty much, well, around this area, smokers kind of speak for themselves as you look at the, you know, it's hard for us to go to the competition. You don't see at least two or three stump smokers at. I mean, really, it's just, you know, it's just the way it is around here. I mean, even up north, I think, actually, Steve Finger from Smoke This just called me, I think it was it Sunday? Last night, actually. One night. Anyway, him and his brother went down to Florida, and they bought him a used stump smoker, something they had for maybe a year.
Mm-hmm.
Father, they cooked on the FEC for a little while, and then they, the last few years, have been cooking on Lang. And so, you know, Two Old Men and Grill's really strong up in that area, and Blue Bloods goes up there a good bit. So, you know, I guess they just had to pull the trigger and go get one. And they're asking me about, you know, maybe temps and all this other stuff. And so I was kind of helping them out. I mean, I told them what mine did. I said, you know, stumps can't be that far off. But I said, you know, this is what you look for and this is what you need to do. And so they're all kind of excited about getting going. They've done a couple practice cooks on it and stuff. And they're really gearing up. You know, they're doing it right, though. They got it right after Thanksgiving, so they've got plenty of time to practice.
Right.
And, you know, they're figuring it out and everything, and I think they're really going to like it. You know, they usually set the schedule to get up at, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning, light the fire, put the meat on at 3 and go. And they're going to be able to, you know, put the meat on at 9 and go to bed and wake up at 4.
Right.
So, you know, and they both sleep. Nobody has to sit there and man the fire. So, you know, most of the barbecuers ain't getting any younger.
Oh, no. And you know, they got me taking about 15 pills a day, so, you know, I went to one little contest last year and done real good, but I overslept, messed my ribs up, and it cost me $1,000. Everything else was in the money, so, you know, like I said, I'm gearing up for, setting everything up to suit me, and also I'm going to, you know, there's a lot of folks that want to go cook, but they can't afford it, but they want to come to a contest, and so I'm going to be taking a few folks here and there, you know, to come help me out, and then they'll learn a little while they're there, too.
Well, that's just it. You know, y'all can help one another. They can kind of learn what this thing is all about, and then you can get a little help by, you know, just having some help, you know, with the meat or the cookers or setting up, carrying out, whatever.
Oh, yeah. Well, they, you know, a lot of folks help me, and I do my best to give it back. So it's, you know, there's a lot of folks want to get out there. They just ain't got the money to do it, and they want to be part of it. So I'm gonna give several of them an opportunity. So.
What do your models usually run? I mean, we got a lot of viewers on here, listeners, should I say, not viewers. But
they're
calling me to find out what they're running. So if we go ahead and take care of that, what, please start off with your smaller ones and, you know, if you can describe them, if you want to describe them a little bit, like how many racks or whatever.
As far as the vertical gravity feeds go, we got the baby, you know, and it'll do $6 pretty easy. There's folks that had more than that in it, and there's have been folks that cooked the contest on it, but, you know, we got it bare bones, you know, a little under 1,500. We got the XL baby, which is really the same size as the first one I come out with, you know, 11, 12 years ago, the 223. And it'll do, you know, easy 12 butts or more if needed. You know, a lot of folks just back in what they can get in it. But the XL baby is right around 2,300 mark. Then we got the junior, and it's around what just got. The junior, unlike all the rest of them, has got the setup that I had in the elite model that I used to build, and that's what a lot of these other ones are set up just like the elite I used to build. Or very similar to it. And the junior, there's some folks that wanted me to bring that back out, so I brought the junior out, and it's got that kind of diffuser system in it. And it's, I think it's right around three. Then we got the Classic, and it's, I want to say, round 29, wrist round 3, and then we got the Stretch, which we got it, I think it's around 3,200. And the Stretch and the Classic will both do about the same capacity, you know, around 20 or so butts. I've had as much as 30 in the Stretch. The Classic, you know, the thing about it is you can get more racks. So if you're doing risen chicken for catering or what have you, you know, the Classic is a lot better for that. Then you got the Junior, and you probably do, you know, 16 or so bucks on it easy.
Now, that, all these have 4X them or 3?
Well, the Baby's got 3, the XL's 4, the Junior is 4, the Classic is 5. Well, it comes with 7 runners with 5 racks, and then you got the Stretch, it's got 5 runners with 3 racks.
Right.
And then we got the Stumpster series, which is not graded feed. It's a basket bottom in it. And like I said, it's real similar to something I used to build, you know, 12 years ago. And you can do 6 bucks on it. It's going to be under 1,000. And you'll be able to pick it up, move it. You'll get about 15 hours on 8 pounds of charcoal. And then I'm going to do one size bigger, which would be real similar to the Junior model, and it should price tag at around 16, and you'll be able to do about, you know, 12, 18 bucks on it.
Now, how much for that bait, for the first one you said, the first little stumpster, how many bucks will it be? Because that's how people gauge how big the thing is.
You'll be able to do 6 bucks on it.
6 bucks?
I tell you, Thanksgiving, I went to Gatlinburg, and like I said, I got it'll fit right in the back of my Suburban, and I went up there at Christmas, and I had a pretty good sized turkey breast, two, you know, roasting hens that were in pan, in half pans, then I had two flats, two pretty good sized brisket flats, and I had something else on our team. I don't know if it was sausage or what it was. But, you know, and I lit it, and we went down to Gatlinburg down in town and looked around for, you know, most of the day. And I told my father-in-law about 3 o'clock, I said, well, we need to go back to meat stun. So we went back, and it was just right where it needed to be. And I'm working with Guru right now to – try to get it set up for the party queue.
Right.
So that'll, you know, for, you know, I think a party queue runs $125. So, you know, $1,100, you'll be able to have something you can tote and hook a Guru to and go on.
Yeah, you better do a competition, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I'm cooking on this year. That's exactly what I'm cooking on.
See, what people don't realize, it gives you so much more flexibility when you have more than one cooker. But, you know, size does matter. But, you know, if you got one big cooker, it wouldn't make any sense. But if you're going to do two small ones, you do two small ones basically less than what you can do one big one at.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Like, it gives you a lot more versatility on your meats and your times and all that stuff. And, you know, if you glaze them like your ribs or something, you got to put them back in. Then you got something you can put them back in. You know, without messing up, say your chicken cook or something. So, you know.
Well, I can do, you know, the stumpster will hold 2 half pans easy, and it'll hold a full pan easy long ways.
And, right. So
I done a little test run the other weekend, and I had my 2 bucks on there and my brisket. And, you know, and then, of course, it come off, you know, before I done my ribs and chicken. So, you know, I've had to tweak my times, you know, for my chicken and ribs, you know, to cook at the same time, but that wasn't no big deal. So it, but what I like about it is, you know, I'm gonna mount it on the rolling toolbox deal, and I have my storage in it, and You know, then that'll give me that. I won't have to have that big a trailer to haul all them big cookers.
Right. You see, what I do with my, when I go to a contest that my wife doesn't go to, or even sometimes if she does, and it's, you know, it's a little ways away, I don't take my big trailer. I got a little 6x12 small maintenance trailer that I own, enclosed. I'll throw my one smoker in there. I got a little rolled around toolbox. I keep, you know, all my other stuff in. I'll put a couple coolers in there and the table and my Gambro, and I'm pretty much set to go. You know, I go throw my little sink in there, I'm good to go, you know. So, you know, that's going back old school. It doesn't have quite all the amenities as my bigger trailer does, but, you know, it's, you know, picking on these smokers, it doesn't take a whole lot to do it. You know, throw you up a canopy over it and go on with it, you know. And
well, usually the first thing that goes in my trailer is a bathroom, so I'll be a little short on that. But, you know, like I said, you know, in the beginning of the conversation, you know, since my accident, you know, I'm more geared up to family time. You know, and it's hard to catch up those years that you lost and didn't spend time, you know, while you're out there chasing that dollar. But, you know, when things change, it sort of changes your priorities. And, you know, and I love the barbecue just as good as the next man. But, you know, I've had the toy haulers and I built my own enclosed trailers. And, you know, like I said, I'm looking for something that I can spend, you know. You know, it's like I told my wife, I've been to a lot of these different places cooking, and I pulled in Thursday night and I was gone Saturday night and didn't really get to see any of the country, you know,
right,
other than what I seen side of the road. So, you know, I'm gearing up to get me a camper, and with these new cookers, you know, I'm going to have the camper companies going to build my outside kitchen in the side of it, and then I'm going to have these little cookers where I just pivot them around up under the awning. So, you know, if I go hit a contest, you know, then I'll be in my, the family will be in the camper park, but I still have my little barbecue spot.
So you got to probably take time out to stop and smell the roses every once in a while, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When I go out, I'm going to go out and visit and you know, and stop and see some of the things that I went by, you know. And, you know, It's sad that you have to look back and see all those things. And, man, why didn't I do this and why didn't I do that? You know, but, you know, if the Lord willing, that's the route I'm going to take. And I'm going to try my best to get out to Texas this year and cook. And that's something I've always wanted to do. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, like I said, you know, if you can, if you're downsizing, I mean, that's good. They give you a little bit more flexibility on where you can go and how far you can go and all that. And that's, you know, that's no way of looking at it, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's like I told somebody the other day, I'm not climbing the mountain anymore. I'm going down the mountain.
Well, you know, you see a lot of younger people getting into it, which is great. But, you know, if you look at the majority of the teams out there cooking, from what I see, you know, all kind of, you know, 30 plus years old, some of us 40 plus, some of us even 50 plus, going out doing this stuff. You always got to keep in mind, like you were talking about, you know, sometimes it can get away from you.
Oh yeah.
If you can, if you let it, it can consume your life. And you know, you want to go in, you want to compete, you want to be great, but you really don't want to have any regrets. So, you know, just keep it in perspective, and everything should be all right. And, I'm glad you're slowing down a little bit to, like I said, stop smelling roses. And I know a lot of times you can get to where it's like there's so much work and, you know, you don't get a chance. Like you said, you were doing it 7 days a week, so you never got a chance to really enjoy it or meet that many new people and all that stuff. You probably miss three times as many people as you met or know. So, you know, but, you know, when I've seen you at a couple of these competitions, I don't know if you remember me or not, but, you know, I've seen you talk to you a couple of times at, like you up at Dillard 1 year, and I forgot where else, another contest last year, but you know, you kind of slow down and you take a mental note of who you've talked to and, you know, just meet people. Me and my wife love to do that. We just go around and meet new people at these contests and everything and have a good time.
Right.
And, you know, don't get me wrong. We like to compete. We like to win. But, you know, you want to see your friends do, you know, well if you don't or vice versa. So, you know, it's all good. And so you going to be hanging around doing some GBA this year?
Yeah, you know, there's so many that's right here by the house. It's sort of foolish not to do it. You know, and I've never cooked with one. I went to help somebody at one, and I went to Plains, Georgia. I think it's the only one I paid for. Then I had to leave, and this was before I got hurt, but I had to leave and go to the hospital, so I didn't get to finish that contest. But I've been practicing up hard for it, so I'm not worried too much about my pork, and you know, the biggest thing was the pork loin, because I've never, you know, the only pork loin I've cooked is one that's been in the hog, so. So I've cooked several in the last 8 weeks, so I don't think that's gonna be a problem anymore.
Okay.
So I never was too crazy about pork loin, but you know, with some help of some folks that've been cooking GBAs, I've gotten to liking them. My family don't want to eat no more, but. You know, the Kim folks are getting their share of it.
That's it. You know, any workers you got or whatever, you know, neighbors, they all love that type of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's, and it's like I told my wife, you know, it's something new. You know, it's something different. It's something I hadn't done before. And so, you know, it's got a little challenge to it.
Yep. Well, nothing like a curveball every now and then.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, and I'm going to get out and do some MBN stuff this year as well. So, you know, and I sort of got, you know, that's where I got my start was the MIM, you know, cooking the pig jig and all that. So, you know, that's what I'm fond of. But back when I started, that's all there was, you know, that was closed was MIM. So, you know, I've helped a few teams at the pig jig in the last 3 years and helped them get on the stage. So, some of them's gonna come help me do some MBN this year.
I don't blame you. Speaking of the pig jig, I think we've got a holder on the line that might have something to do with the pig jig. Is Michael? Who's 229? Who we have? 229, 222? Who do we have on there?
Hey, Jim, it's Robbie. I was just listening in.
Okay, Robbie. Well, he was talking about a pig jig, and I saw that 229 number, and Michael's got a 229 number. He's going to be calling in, and we're just sitting here talking about doing the big pig jig. You go down and help him this year?
Hey, I'd take help from Stump any day of the week.
I know. We were talking about certain teams that have his smokers and stuff, and you know, we several teams around here, really good teams, including y'all, have them, compete with them and everything. And, you know, you've done the pig jig the past few years and done very well, so that's why he's got to start. Stop, you going to do the pig jig this year?
Yeah, I'll probably be back down there helping my brother-in-law. You talking to me or Robbie?
Well, I know Robbie will be there. That's a no-brainer.
Oh, yeah.
There.
Well, I'll be right next to him helping brother-in-law again.
Yeah, their cook site's right next to ours, and it's always fun to hang out with Stump. I didn't hit one. I was just listening into your show, so but I don't mind. Hey, let me tell you one thing about a Stump smoker, though, is rescue smokers had never done a whole lot until my good friend Stump gave me a holler and said he had a Stump stretch that would fit our team perfectly. And it just so happened that it was made for somebody in Alabama, and they decided they didn't want it. So it was crimson red. and he gave me a call, and Raymond really didn't want us to swap, or he didn't want to spend any money, so I said, what the heck, I'm going to go buy that crimson red stump stretch and learn how to cook on it. I bought it on a Tuesday, left for, where was it, Stark, Florida, when it rained so bad, wasn't it, Stumps? Went to Stark, Florida, and took Reserve Grand Championship on a cooker we never cooked on. So it was, well, that'll tell you something about a cooker, and especially a Stumps, and especially that stretch. It's probably the best cooker I've ever had. We also have one of Stumps Juniors that we use mainly for ribs and sometimes brisket and chicken, but mainly for ribs is what we use on it. And we actually finaled at the Pig Jig this year on that Stumps Junior cooking those ribs. So let me tell you, it's the best cooker out there. Best vertical, best insulated smoker there is, and he doesn't hold anything back teaching you how to cook on it neither, and that's a great thing when you got a friend like Stump out there in the barbecue world.
Well, there's some of y'all out there too. I mean, it's like a Stump Nation, you know, y'all out there. It goes with, you know, even though the team, y'all out there, y'all can help one another and you know, get a point in the right direction. You know. Leave it to them to figure things out. But really, it's not the learning curve. It now it's great on things. There's a few things you got to know, but other than that, man, I think they're by themselves pretty much.
Yeah, that's 100% correct.
You know, people don't cook on them, don't realize how I'm not gonna say easy, but how convenient they are to cook on. You know, y'all done very well over the last. Y'all GBA team of the year, y'all kick butt FBA and KCBS and kick my butt several times in these competitions and stuff. And, you know, that's why I had to switch over, get off my green eggs and switch over to a gravity fed. But the way I look at it, my short time I've been doing it, I've cooked on offset smokers, I've cooked on green eggs, I've cooked on thick burners, and now I've got the gravity fed. So, I'm going to stay put in this little area for a while until something the food comes along and tells me that it's time to change. But, you know, I guess I'm probably like rescue smokers. I'm going to stay on these things until I'm bust out and I got to get a new one.
Yeah, I mean, that's 1,000% right. You know, a good pit master can take any cooker and adapt to it, but that Stumps is a smoker that adapts to the cooker. If that makes sense to the pit master, and like I said, it's a very small learning curve. You know, the key to great barbecue, and Stump will tell you this, is being consistent and getting so lucky. That's the key.
It's getting on the right table.
That's what.
That's more the key than anything. We've got another caller on here, Robbie. It's, well, they just hung up. Oh well.
Hey, get back to Stump. I'm just listening in. I'm enjoying your show. You get back to Stump.
Okay, man. All right, so Stump, so how many competitions do you think about doing this year? I know a lot of people want to know, and they going to try to make
Well, I know I'm gonna set a goal for at least one a month.
Okay. Are you going to do the pigs and wings?
Yes.
Well, I'll see you down there in a couple weeks.
Yeah, that's right here by the house. So, you know, I went out there and helped some folks last year, and so like I said, you know, I really never really did have an interest in GBA because I like to cook all four but you know, like I said, you know, my long haul days are over and there's so many GBAs around here, so. You know, I'm going to get out there and support it this year. And like I said before, it's a challenge because it's something I hadn't done before.
Right. And I know you've got some really good help with Rescue Smokers, Holy Smokes. Several of the GBA teams have your smokers. I'm sure if you had any question, they would answer it in a heartbeat and, you know, help you out, no doubt, to, you know, get the product that the judges are kind of looking for. And but as you know, when you go from one to another, there could be some flavor profile changes and stuff like that. So, but Gary and Dion's helped me a little bit with the pork loin because, you know, I don't normally cook it. And I've had a couple practice ones. I'm going to have to do another one before then just to get it down right, kind of on the competition schedule and see how that goes. But, you know, they definitely pointed me in the right direction on what needs to happen. So, you know, we've got another caller. I don't know if you know Brad Kay from Lang Smokers. He's calling in right now. What's up, Brad?
Not much, gentlemen. It's just hanging out here at the house, and I hadn't seen stuff in a long time. I was excited to be able to call in tonight and listen in. Last year, me and Stump got to hang out for the whole month of January, and he's always a pleasure to be around. Got a lot of respect for the man. He does exactly what he says he does. Just want to call in, listen in, and say hey to Stump.
Hey, Brad, how you been doing?
I've been on the road a lot, like you're talking about, all them long hauls. I've been going down to Florida every weekend and driving back home. Been pulling my trailer down there. And it's been rough. I'm looking forward to, we got an event this weekend, me and Jim do in Augusta. We're looking forward to getting down there and staying close to the house.
Oh, yeah, I know how that is. Well, all I've been doing lately is going back and forth to doctors.
Yeah.
I'll take competition over doctors any day.
Oh yeah. Well, I got to go to Atlanta Wednesday, and hopefully they're gonna get all my pills right. I think they got some that's messing with the other one, so hopefully they're gonna get that straight. And if they get that straight, then I'll venture out and do a little bit more. But right now, I feel safe with one a month and trying to stay close to the house, especially, so my wife can be close and come help, too.
Yeah, see, down there where you're at, like you said, you got a lot of GBAs in that area. Within, say, 100-mile radius, you've got I don't know how many. Brad's big on the FDA, and, I kind of like hanging out between, FDAs up around here, some KCBS, some SBN, some South Carolina Barbecue Association. I guess Brad, me and Brad kind of fall in the same category. We're kind of barbecue mutts. We don't stick with just one functioning body. We just like to cook barbecue.
I tell you one, and when I was doing that, stuff with the Swamp Blogger show, we cooked up there in North Carolina, and I sure want to do my best to get back up there and cook one of those North Carolina barbecue council contests. I really enjoyed that.
I cooked against y'all in Charleston that year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I edged out because I got reserve grand there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not gonna comment on that. That was a bad weekend. Somebody should have kept their hand out of the cookie jar that weekend.
Yeah, it was. I heard some stories. We won't go over it on the air, but I heard some stories about some things that are happening around there, but it had a decent turnout. I don't know why they changed it. They had a pretty decent turnout for the competition. There's 30 some things there. So
yeah. Well, every time I've cooked Charleston, I've always finished in the top five. It's just a good spot for me, and we were geared up to we should have had that one in the bag.
Y'all got some good calls there, and I think you do like what I do. I think y'all had trouble in one category, but it kind of takes you down a notch too when you have something like that. We've all been there, done that. We don't like to see it, but it happens. So Brad, you've already done what, about four or five contests down there?
Yes, sir.
Augusta
will be our fifth one this year.
Okay. What's your next one after Augusta?
I'm gonna be I'll be Lang Smokers in Augusta. I'm gonna try to stick with the Lang name. Ben's been good to us, and I'm gonna try to stick with the Lang name. He's been good to us. Hooked us up with cookers and everything else, and we're going to try to be Lang for another year, see how it goes, and try to represent him. Nothing against anybody else's cookers. Everybody's cookers are great. Do one more year of it. We'll see.
Well, Lang fits your style of cooking too. And that's another thing, you know, to find a smoker that you know, fits your type of cooking. You know, you're a hot, fast kind of guy, and, you know, that's kind of like what you need. There's, you know, you can probably do it on the stumps or something, but, you know, over time, it's really made for, you know, a little low and slower, not quite that high heat. But, you know, there's several other cookers like JLS and some of the Southern Q's water smokers that are made for high-end temps like that. But, you know, it's set up for that, you know, the way you cook.
I'm starting to get the itch, though. I'd really like to cook on something else for a weekend or two, or, you know. I always hang out with Terry, and I've seen a lot of stump smokers out there, and looked at the inside of them and tasted the food that come off of them, and, you know, it's, I don't know, I'd like to get a new cooker here one day. We'll see.
Well, I've got
another you can get you one of them stumpsters and throw up under the bottom of the bus. It'll fit right in there.
I saw Forrest this weekend. He had some kind of Viking cooker I had never seen before. But it was real similar to a stumps unit from what I'd seen of it anyway.
Well, I got another call on the line. I think it's the Prodigy. I think this is the Michael Mixon from Jack Sioux South. How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing fine. I heard all that shit talking about these downgraded cookers. I know the best on the market right now is that Myron Mixon smoker.
that's one of the prettiest ones.
Let's be honest. We all have weak-minded moments, and again, whenever you're ready to step it up to a real grill, you just let me know.
That's why I love you, brother. That's why I love you.
I love you too, Brad.
That was a bad moment with Michael. I did say JLS a bird in there, so I knew you were probably listening in. So,
I couldn't resist.
Yeah. How you been, Michael?
I've been good. After this past weekend in Apopka, Florida, I mean, we're getting ready for a cook school this coming up weekend. But this past weekend, we're on top of the world right now. It was Brad could tell you it was a great contest. Just a great venue. It was a good time. Beautiful weather and beautiful people. It was great. I'm loving it. I'm loving life.
They whooped our ass this weekend. They first place pork with a perfect score, and then first place brisket and a collar and ribs.
It wasn't bad. Now it was. You know what made even better than that, Brad? I'll take credit for this. You know, Daddy, we kept them in there 11 hours in that trailer, but I'll take credit because I made the injection for the brisket and the pork.
That's right.
And you already said that on there. You won't let Daddy put
it in there. No, we kept him in there. Check this out. He was in that trailer, that new enclosed trailer. It's hard for him to even go to a contest these days because he gets bombarded. But we kept him in there 11 hours straight. He came out to take a piss one time. And he got swarmed then. But no, the thing is, when you keep him focused on the task at hand, he usually pulls out with a W.
Yeah, he was there to win. We hung out with him some in Dillard the night before the contest, and
absolutely.
I could tell he was in Dillard to win it too. And whenever he can focus on his cook, he's there.
Absolutely, and Dillard the same way. You saw Brad; we kept him in that trailer. I mean, he just doesn't come out until. The last turn in, and then, you know, it's usually it comes out, it concludes to a great competition for us. I mean, we come out usually with a win or at least a good turnout, but, you know, he did well. He was focused, and he wanted to show everybody that he still has it, and he does, bottom line.
Now, I know.
With your injection.
I had a buddy of mine cooking next to y'all up there in Dillard, and he said it was better than the comedy show up there. He said, y'all had him in stitches the whole damn day up there. So he says, a lot of smack talking. You know, they were giving you hell, and you were giving them back. And he said, man, it was just funny as hell.
It is, man. It's always, you got to have some smack talking. I mean, that's the name of the game. But you got to, at the same time, you got to have fun. It is a big family. I mean, it is. But you can't, you got to know your limits. But again, it is a bunch of guys playing with the meat, you know, things are going to happen then.
Your daddy, he ain't got that. Why is he?
Yeah.
Did you have to get dampers up on the smoker this weekend, though, Michael?
What was that?
Did you open the dampers up on your smoker this weekend?
Oh, that was a kidney shot. Nice one. Very nice, Jim. I appreciate that. Yeah, well, you know, I did this time. I make sure. Actually, we don't even have dampers anymore. We threw those out. We took those out of the equation.
What do they call that? The Michael move or something? I don't know.
I guess so. Whatever. Whatever works. I'm putting a patent on that move.
There you go. Charge your daddy, right?
That's it.
You know, we talk about how everybody helps everybody out, and I don't know if you remember, but we were up there in Gainesville, and you had a little issue with something up there. And all I can say is you owe me 2 ThermoPen batteries.
Yeah, that was an interesting time as well. Now, it's, again, Gainesville, I mean, they're all great contests. That was a great contest as well.
Yeah.
That was a fantastic, I mean, that was just a good one. And, you know, I hate we can't hit as much as we have been hit like last year. It's just a lot more with these promotional things and cook schools. But, I mean, I love the circuit, and I hate I can't hit as many as I did last year. But, you know, we'll see what happens. Brad, you still on?
Yeah, he's still on.
Brad's still on. Brad, what's the next competition for you, Brad?
We'll be in Augusta this weekend at the Wine and Swine events, and then, of course, Perry. And then I think I got 2 more after that, too. I'm not sure.
So, I mean, you got, I mean, do you have, like, 3 or 4 within the next, you know, going into the next month or so? Like, every weekend's taken?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, man. See, I love that. No, I love how every weekend, I loved it. Like, right when I got started into it, it was just every weekend nonstop, because that's when you get in your groove. I mean, it's just everything's a reflex. I mean, you know, cook score, just catering, and you could say you're, I don't know, it's just, it's more, I love competing, and I wish I could do it every weekend like it was last year. But, again, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. We'll have to go. What now?
You help your father with every cooking school he's got, or?
Oh, yeah, I have to help co-instruct. I mean, on top of, like, let's say we have 100 people coming this weekend. If they don't grasp everything he's saying, because it's hard for him to repeat himself, keep repeating. So if they don't grasp anything, they come over to me after the session, whatever. Like, we go from chicken, you know, ribs, pork, brisket, just as the KCBS, or we do whole hog, we do numerous categories. But after each category, we take a intermission. So during that intermission, they'll come to me and not worry him, and I'll go back to the timeline, strategies, methods, recipes, whatever they missed out on. But those are fun as well. You meet a lot of good people, a lot of people that don't know barbecue. They just watch the show, and it's amazing how you can really convert these people over to even competition catering or anything. It's just it helps grow and improve the sport as a whole.
Oh yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it. Your father, not only has he won more than anybody, he's probably done more for barbecue than any single-handed person, too.
Absolutely.
And getting the word out. And like I was telling Stumps earlier, if you go back, you know, years ago, how many KCBS members were back in, like, 2002? There's about 600. You know how many there are now? There's 16,000 now.
It's incredible how, and it's only getting bigger. This is, and I tell people this all the time, and it's just, they're like, oh, I mean, this is as good as it's going to get. No, I'm telling you right now, from a higher power in this, I've heard, this is the momentum stage of this sport. And whoever's in it now, whoever is a part of it right now, and if they stick with it for this next half decade, it's going to pay off. This is only the beginning. This is it. I mean, it's getting big, and it's getting big quick, very quick. There's nothing more Americana, especially in America. There's nothing more Americana in the food genre than barbecue. And I can't get this through enough people's head that this is it. I mean, if anybody, who doesn't love barbecue? And not only that, people love NASCAR, for example, but not everyone can go outside or out in their backyard and drive a 200-mile-an-hour, $500,000 car in their backyard. But you can go out to your grill and you can get some chicken, some ribs, and cook in your backyard. Everybody can do that. And,
yeah.
Another thing, Michael, like I tell folks ain't going out to eat like they used to. They're cooking at the house more.
Absolutely. And instead of throwing it in the microwave and nuking it, as we call it, I mean, why not throw something on the grill?
Yeah, well, 15 years ago, you go to Kmart and get your Oklahoma Joe and you know, that was work involved. But whatever, you know, with all this new stuff out, folks can get in the backyard and enjoy themselves.
Absolutely. And it's really, and it's great that people are coming around to that. I mean, it is. I mean, you see more barbecue now and moonshine. Moonshine has really jumped off the page on that TV show, but I see more moonshine and barbecue than I've seen in a long time.
Well, we're trying to keep that quiet, Michael. We don't want no revenue is going through our trailers.
I'm not complaining. I love both of them.
Now, we're up there in Franklin, North Carolina, and there's grub and who we had? We had Smoke This in there and Smokehouse Mafia and a few other teams. We were up underneath a little tent. There was like 13 of us up on there, a 10-by-10 tent. Passing out bottles the next morning, Marsha and Roger took a picture of it. There was like 9 empty mason jars there. Well, there was only 10 of us drinking it. So nobody left there walking real straight. I can put it that way. And we had every kind you could think of. Cereal Grillers was there. So, you know, it's good. That's the time that we like to spend, you know, Thursday night or Saturday night, sitting down, BSing, you know, seeing the people during the day on Friday and stuff, you know. I guess the calm before the storm. But, you know, we all like to see one another win, you know. We all like
absolutely.
To win.
Absolutely.
And, you know, if you know you have a bad stroke, you pray for the other teams that you like.
And that's how you got to have a favorite. I mean, even though you want to win yourself, you always got to have your ones out there you want to win on just as much as not just as much or just, you know, next in line. Of course, everybody wants to win themselves, but there's always those teams you want to see succeed as well. Always.
You know,
it was real good this weekend. This weekend, a 13-year-old and a 16-year-old won the backyard competition down there in Apopka. That was Gavin and Garrett, which are Blitz Creek Barbecue and Sweet Smoke Q's sons put together, and that was a real good moment there. They got a standing ovation, and it was good to see them kids getting in the backyard and cooking on the cookers and turning into a good product.
That was incredible. Me and my daddy went crazy. That was nuts. It was nuts.
I'd really like to see more backyard cooking, you know, especially, you know, kids queuing stuff going on, because that's the next generation.
Absolutely.
They see Dad and his buddies out there doing it. They want to do it. That's a perfect time to get them involved and get them started at an earlier age. You know, I know, Michael, you probably started when you were like 2, but most of us, you know, we didn't start till later in life. So, you know,
these kids are on the circuit at 13 or 4. I mean, I didn't start professional I mean, I observed, but I never got hands on like they were at like, I was 19. When I even, like, started doing on my own. I mean, they might have had their dad there, but I was looking across. They were right across from us. Their dad even, like, got near them or even in the vicinity. They'd run them off calls. At the end of the day, those boys wanted all the credit. They didn't want to win that trophy and that money and have everyone thinking that daddy helped me. They didn't want that. And that's where I respect those kids more than anything. And they did a great. They blew my mind. That cracked me up. Those kids beat all these older guys. It was hilarious. Oh man, it was funny. It was, and they got $1,000. I can't imagine what kids that age are gonna do with $1,000.
Yeah, they learn from some of the best. I mean, every week, like you said, they go out, they pick up certain things, and before you know it, you know, they're helping dad at 18, 14 years old, and you know, throw them into a backyard or a kids' queue, and, I mean, you know, they do very well. I mean, they're cooking. It's kind of funny because even up there in Gainesville, if you remember, Chad from Uncle Chet's, his stepson was cooking, and he was using one FEC and his stepson was using the other. And we went up to awards, and he was sitting there just bitching him out about his food, you know, really sucked. And he said, hell, his food was better than mine. Well, his son won a reserve grand in the backyard, and Chad didn't even get a call. He goes, I told you it was better than mine. So he's funny that it goes like that. That's the first one he's ever done. And he's only been with Chad maybe about 8 or 9 times. But Chad said, I didn't help him. He did his own thing. He said, I'm going to take a class from him. So it just goes to show you how, you know, things rub off on them. You know, kids pick up, they're like a sponge. They pick up so much stuff and absorb it, especially on something they really like. And
yeah, absolutely. I can relate to that. I mean, you got to pay attention, especially if you know the person that you're trying to absorb just is on top of their stuff. They have passion. They're just – it's good to absorb the things that are important. And, yeah, those kids are going to – they're going to go a long way with this. I see a lot of potential in that group, a lot of potential.
Yeah. It's just going to grow. What
up? Hey, Jim, I want to butt in a minute. My phone's about to go dead. But anyway, I enjoyed the show. Michael, I'll see you on the trail. Tell your daddy I said hey and appreciate him. And,
absolutely.
You going to be in Perry?
I will. I'll swing through. We got a cook school that weekend, but I'm going to swing through and we'll hang out a little bit. I'll see you there, Stump.
All right, man. Well, y'all be careful. Brad, I'll see you on the trail.
All right, buddy.
All right, y'all be Stump. Good, then.
All right,
glad
see you, Stump.
Glad you could be on here, Stump. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right, man.
So, Michael, when's your next competition? You got a cooking school, is it this weekend or next weekend?
It'll be this weekend. It's kind of complicated. This weekend's the main cook school. Like, we have 100. This will be Daddy's deal. But and next weekend I have something going on. It's like a catering flash, just show guys how to cook in a sense. But it's all for just getting out there having fun with some barbecue with some guys. Just get back to the roots. I'm doing a pit style, old school. Matter of fact, I'll give you an example here. Out in the woods, about 12 miles east of Unadilla, we went about a mile out in the woods, built an old school pit like my granddaddy Jack had. And anyway, I'm trying to get back to where it all began, the core barbecue, and I'm going to take a whole weekend off and really get back to what matters and how it began and just get back to the point. But my next competition will be March 8th and 9th in Statesboro. It'll be an NBN event, and that is, of course, you know, the on-site presentation side, and it's exciting. It's my favorite style of competition on the barbecue circuit. That's real barbecue. That's what I grew up watching my old man convince judges his is the best from the rest, and that, to me, still is competition barbecue. That is top-notch all the way.
Yeah, you got to have all your P's and Q's, not only your meat, but your you know, the way you present it, you know, even to the judges, your site totally cleaned up. The whole nine yards. You got to do a lot of housekeeping and everything for that.
Absolutely. And, I mean, a lot of people don't take into consideration how much effort and how much, you got to, again, back on your P's and Q's, you do. But these judges are trained to judge you from your toes to the top of your head. I'm serious. The pit master, when they come in and they look at Michael Mixon, they're looking all the way at my boot to the top of my beautiful placed hair. That's what they're looking at. I mean, the whole way, it's amazing how they critique you so much, and you don't really grasp it until it's all said and done. They'll come back and tell you something very, it's petty, but at the same time, it makes sense because they have to identify, they have to choose. They go to three different tents per category, so they got to choose, and they start choosing down to these small details. And again, details mean everything in the NBN event, everything.
Now, how many of those will you do this year? Are you going to cost?
I'd like to do. Thing is, they're kind of straying away from Georgia, and this is a really NBN the sanction. It used to be MIN, but this NBN. Memphis Barbecue Network, they're kind of straying back towards Tennessee, and that's just really, it's heartbreaking to me because that's really what I wanted to run this year. I wanted to get more, I honestly wanted to conquer that sanction team of the year in the NBN, but they're kind of getting out of my range where I'm still occupied doing my catering business. I just began in my co-instructing cook schools, and I wish I could get more into it, but that Boar's Night Out or whatever they're called, yeah, that team of the year in the NBN, I think I'd give them a run for their money. Matter of fact, I know I can. But, again, they're pulling away from me, and I don't like it. I wish they'd come back south where it all should be.
Now, do they still have that big one in Charlotte?
Oh, yeah. Daddy was actually filming Pitmaster there last year, and I got to do all his presentations for Old South, and we're the only team that double-finaled. Again, I love talking. As you can tell, I love running my mouth about some barbecue. If it's about barbecue, I can sit here and talk to you. You might as well get out a six-pack because I can run it all night.
Get that ball of Crown out.
I don't know if you want to hear about barbecue with me after a bottle of Crown. But, I love doing it. And, again, it's exciting. It's nothing like it when a judge comes up to you and wants to hear – I mean, y'all share the same passion, obviously. I mean, he's out there judging your barbecue. You're cooking it. And that's when you get it all out on the table. You share your passion, what you know, how you do things, right face to face. It's a beautiful thing. A lot of people fear it, but it's real barbecue. One thing a pit master can do is cook the food. Another is confident enough to present it. And that is real barbecue to me. Oh, that's the way I grew up. This blind stuff, don't get me wrong. It's great and all, but let's think about it. In being, you got to turn in the blind box as well. It's, I mean, you get the best of both worlds in that sanction. And I love it, bottom line.
Yeah, it, I mean, like I said, it goes back to old school. You know, that's how they used to always do it. And, you know, now we got blind boxes without garnish, blind boxes with garnish. You know, I told your dad, I think it was 2 years ago up there in Dillard, he was sitting down in the shade by O.J. Weems, and I told him, they were talking about barbecue and NASCAR, and I said, well, I said, you know, barbecue and NASCAR kind of have the same fellas in it, you know. I said, your dad would be like Dale Earnhardt. I said, you know, he's always wearing black. Everybody wants to beat him. They want to know where he's at, and he's got a bullseye on his back. And so he kind of liked that. He said, oh, I like you already. So, you know, it was the same time, you know, that that race was, I think, when was it? Well, the race was fixing to happen or whatever, and he said, I think it was when him and Chris Lilly were having that little thing on the TV, you know, at that time. And I said, Chris Lilly would be the Jeff Gordon. So he really liked that. So, but yeah, you know, and it's true. I mean, I doubt anybody would ever differ with me. You know, I just look at it that way. I said, well, you know, if there's one team that people, you know, how they feel about, you know, they compare this, you know, how a lot of the other drivers would compare themselves to Dale Earnhardt. Well, a lot of the other cookers comparing them how they finish up against your dad.
Absolutely. I mean, a lot of these guys come up, I mean, from the past past events that they've went against the old man, and they tell me that in that one category, they beat Myron Nixon, and that means everything. And that means the world to them that they, in that one category, even with the whole competition overall, if you conquer Myron Nixon, you've done it. That's it. Top. I mean, that's it.
Well, I got somebody who was on the show earlier, and I think you want to talk now. Nipping at the Daily Field, so Robbie from Rescue Smokers. Robbie, you want to talk now?
I sure do. I want to say hey to Michael. He's one of my best friends out there in barbecue, and he brought up, Michael said something a while ago about himself, and he said passion. And I was one of the fortunate ones to be cooking GBA when Michael and the boys came in there as Jack's New South. And I was one of the fortunate ones that got to watch him grow in barbecue and watch his passion grow every weekend. And what y'all seen on TV, if you don't cook around him a lot, that's nothing. He is the most passionate young man about barbecue, and we'll take over that spot. I walked up behind him at the Pig Jig Awards, and I made a little cameo appearance right there behind him at awards on the Father vs. Son, and I had my hand on his shoulder. I had my hand on his shoulder, and I was telling him this right here, and he was shaking his head, yeah, because he knows it's true. With his passion and his skill at such a young age, I'll have my hand on his shoulder, and I was telling him, it won't be many years before you're standing right there on that stage holding that trophy. And I feel strongly about that, and he knows how I feel about him. So just kudos to Michael. I appreciate him and admire him.
Robbie, I love you.
Hey, the same here, bro.
How much did Michael pay you, Robbie?
Do what?
How much did you pay him?
No. I'm telling you the truth. Listen, we became great friends the moment we met. I think Raymond and I had split up. Raymond was cooking Pigs and Wings. I think Pigs and Wings 2 years ago was Michael's first cook, because Raymond called me and said, you're cooking against Myron down there, and here we are. We got Michael down here. And I said, well, I'm going to do my best to get him up here. So, you know, so you better do it down there. We wound up taking fourth down in Tallahassee, and Raymond edged Michael out. I think took the grand down
there.
Thank
you, dude. I'll never forget it.
But, hey, I'm not on here. I'm here to listen to y'all and have fun. I just wanted to interject the fact that You know, and Brad K. Brad's had a heck of a year in barbecue too. But Michael is a great ambassador for barbecue, and I look forward to seeing what he does in my old age.
Love you, Robbie.
Talk to you later, brother.
That's probably one of the teams I said, you know, kind of middle age, you know, 30s, 40s, and 50s. That's where we're all sitting at. So, yeah, you've got a lot of time, Michael, to do what you need to do. You've already proven you're a great cook and a great competitor and a great talker. And you're confident about what you're saying, too, is a big thing. People can talk crap, you know, all day long about barbecue, but it's the passion you put behind it and knowing that you've got a good product, not just BS and saying you do, but proving it. And, you know, people pick that up on TV, you know, even at these contests and stuff. You know, I saw you at the games, but, I mean, you were pretty focused. I mean, you got up, I think you got a little late to start or whatever, but, I mean, you were pretty focused and, you know, you had a couple minor glitches and you go to see Scott first, and, of course, Scott sponsors me, so, you know, he knows I carry everything under the sun because I've had just about everything happen to me. So I make sure I carry it, and if I don't use it, you know, I'm more than happy to help somebody else out.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate that, Jim. That means a lot. I mean, again, it's, man, Robbie, coming in there, that touches me. But, it's, again, it's just, it is who I am. I am barbecue. You put yourself, every day I'm out there working on that compound. A lot of people don't know what I do on my daily agenda, and it's every day I eat, sleep, breathe barbecue. Every day I make a on top of out there running the compound while the old man's traveling around doing his, you know, promoting the brand, building the brand, I'm holding down the fort. And it's just, again, if you want to be good at something, you got to become that one thing you want to be the best at. And again, I've learned back to absorbing things. I absorbed that from my father. He, when you look in his eye, I've been around him when he wins these world titles. Even last weekend when he won that championship, you look at that man's eyes. He still has the fire, and I'm glad to call my father my hero, because he is. Till the day I die, he will be. And it's just, I'm fortunate that he is the best in this profession. That's all I can say about that. And I hope to be that same guy one day.
You know, I've been Dillard here was really passionate about winning that. I mean, you can see his enthusiasm up there, should I say. And, you know, it was good to see him up there and see y'all win. And, you know, to see that he still has that fire in his eyes and still loves to win, still loves to compete. And I don't think he'll ever get that out of his bones. I mean, that's in his bones right there. And, you know, I know he's got a lot of stuff going on the side between Pitmasters, and I think he opened up his second restaurant in New York City. But, you know, he's got going on, and like you said, somebody's got to be there to man the fort while, you know, the guys out there doing the PR and all that. And it's good to have a son like you who's taking up his expertise and taking it to another level and, you know, doing your part to, like you said, to grow the brand.
And again, right now that's what it's all about. We're just trying to – we're having fun with it, but we love what we do, and we just want to be the best at what we do. And I think everybody – anyone out there who's listening or who ain't listening, they can relate to that. That if you put your all into it, bottom line, you'll come out on top. That's bottom line.
Yeah, sometimes it once on TV or whatever, it looks like it's kind of hard on you. I've got a 21-year-old that's one of the things where you want your kids to succeed so bad, you know, you want them to remember every little thing. And,
again, on that, you got to be hard. He's got to be hard on me, because I go and let you know I'm hard to I'm hard to tame. I go and let you know that it took a lot of that just repetitive. I still mess up. But again, you gotta. It's hard to even call him out on anything when it comes to this at all. I mean, it is, because he sets the standard for the best. In the way you're talking about the planet we call Earth, he's the best. He is the best. I mean, that's it. It's incredibly hard to battle him at all. I can't even strike a confrontation with him about anything, because at the end of the day, I'm wrong. I mean, I could be right in my own mind, but it's just, it's hard. And yes, he's gonna be hard on me, because I mean, maybe
somehow he sees potential, and I like to think so in that regard. It's just I love this. I just love barbecue. I love the people. I love the sport, and then I love how we can come out there and have the fellowship, but at the same time have that competitive edge. Every man and woman even has that drive to want to win, and at the same time you get out there and you get to cook food to prove that. I mean, it's unbelievable. Think of this. It's just people always got to eat. Food is a main thing, but barbecue in America, that is it. There is nothing that is above that. There's nothing at all. And there's a sport revolving around that on a competitive base. Are you kidding me? This is incredible, and a lot of people need to, even like all these guys, need to really take that in, that we are highly fortunate to be doing what we're doing. Highly fortunate. And it's a beautiful sport. I love every bit of it, every minute and every event. Rain, snow, burning up. I love it. I love it. I do.
Well, like I said, it's all adversity you have to go through. You know, judges in particular don't really realize what all we go through to do a competition. And
no.
I've had people cook with me the past year because I want them to know. And, they'll sit and look at it and say, well, you know, I really thought I knew what went on, but I don't have a clue. I mean, and everybody's in agreement. You know, the biggest thing now is, you know, the judging being more consistent and all that. You know, I'm a firm believer that I think a judge needs to cook within the first 10 contests. To cook with a team, not only to show what you go through, and they might appreciate the food a little bit more, but, you know, to also help them see what kind of flavor profiles are, you know, hitting and missing, you know, in these contests and stuff. And, you know, just the whole realm of the barbecue thing, because a lot of these people just come in, oh, I'm just going to go eat good barbecue. You know, you can't do that. You know, we spend thousands of dollars to go do these things, and they've got to realize, you know, this is, yeah, it's a hobby, it's a sport, it could be, you know, business or whatever, but you know, we're striving to be the best, so how about, you know, take a little more consideration when you're judging these and take a little more serious.
You're absolute. I could not agree with you more on that. A lot of those judges, they come in there with that cooler. The one thing they're expecting to get at the end of the day is a dang cooler full of meat. Let's be honest. And they are back to consideration. They don't take it in what we go through. I mean, some of them have done it, but they don't do it if they – no, let me take that back. Judges don't know, because they wouldn't be judging if they were true competitors like for us, for example. That, I mean, it's so hard to, like, let's say you go into a different state. There's a lot of different profiles to different regions in this nation. And when we travel, you got to tweak certain things. Pitmasters are, we're reading minds. We have to think what the minds of these judges are. I mean, like, what do they like? How old are they? Are their taste buds worn down? You know, it's amazing. Like, seriously. You have to think the palette of who is out there. Are you young judges, old judges? Where you are at that exact moment? What are your surroundings? You have to manipulate everything down. You have to really focus on where you are and what they desire at that specific area. I mean, it's insane what we have to do. And a lot of people think, oh, they're just cooking food. No, we're not. We're making art at the same time that fits the palate on a universal status. I mean, everyone has to enjoy at that table, needs to enjoy our food. They have to, or we're not going to get scored the way we need to be scored. So, again, it's an amazing thing, and the judges don't take into consideration what we're going through. They do not.
Well, another issue on that is, you know, if you do get like a 6 or a 7, you know, as teams, and I know y'all following this all the time too, we're striving, like I said, to cook the best barbecue we can for the judges. Well, if something is under par or just subpar, give us a comment card and tell us why you didn't like it. You know, it could be a little too salty for people. Well, you know, if we get a 6 or something, you're like, well, what was wrong with it? I didn't get a card. And, you know, if you get it, you know, you get, do 4 or 5 competitions, you get the same card saying, you know, it might be too salty or this. Well, then we know to back off on the salt a little bit. You know, something like that. Which can make or break a team. And, you know, if we're out there spending our hard-earned money to go out there and compete to produce the best food we can for the judges should at least take into some consideration what we go through and say, well, you know, I didn't like it because it was this, and I'm going to tell them. And it's not necessarily a bitch card. To me, it's more like, well, at least I know which direction I'm going.
Absolutely. It's constructive criticism, and the sport will not grow. It will never grow unless you have that. You have to have these judges come back and critique, not critic or criticize. It's constructive criticism. You have to have that, or the sport will just stay on that same level. It won't progress, and we want progression in this. It does not need to stay where it is. It needs to keep going, just like anything. It needs to be on top of the mountain, not at the dang bottom of the valley. And it's, again, they need to have, there needs to be feedback. There needs to be a whole system that revolves around feedback. Even when you do well, key on why you did well. Key on exactly what was the best point of that meet touching that tongue. Or on the other side, what is the worst part? Is this a bad score? What is the worst part of that meat touching that tongue? Again, you're absolutely right, Jim. It's something that needs to be worked on through all sanctioning bodies in barbecue. It would definitely improve the sport as a whole. It would.
Well, you get so many teams out there. I mean, even Two Old Men and Grill, Blue Bloods, whatever, and they're like, well, you know, I was hitting good at the beginning of the year, but I don't know. It started going south. Well, why? Getting comment cards? No. If you go where you really get burned and you try to go back the other way and it's not that well, like, well, they hit back on where my original recipe was. What? You know, we're not changing a whole lot. We're tweaking. But that tweak can go one way or the other. And, you know, as cook, you know, we just want to know which direction we're heading in. And, we don't like to blow our money any more than anybody else. So, you know, we always like to be up there on that podium getting paid, as your daddy would say.
Absolutely.
But, you know, it's more than that. You know, we're always trying to perfect the art of barbecue, so to speak. And I think y'all perfected pork last week, with the perfect score.
And
but,
I think,
you know,
that might be the first perfect score of pork in the year 2013, if I'm not mistaken, but I could be. I mess with you. I'm trying to break records here.
You know, in FBA, you're definitely right. Ain't been that many, but yeah, I think y'all were the first perfect score in any sanctioning body. So, I mean, that's something to hold on to. We're number one this year so far. So,
yeah, absolutely. But it's fun.
It's good to have the judges cook, because the judges that I have cooked with have all started, you know, if they really didn't like something, they filled out a card, you know. And I just think KCBS, you know, stepping up with the judging process, you know, they're keeping track of the judges, which is good. But the other thing is too, I think the judges owe us to keep up with, you know, why it was bad.
Yeah.
And you know, we can do that with comment cards, and you know, like I said, these judges learned a lot when they cooked with me, and they're passing out more comment cards than they ever have. And you know, even on the good stuff, you know, I just had really good chicken, and I let them know it. Well, that's great. No, that's really, really great to do that. So, you know, like you said, you got to share the minuses, but you really need to share the pluses, too, of why you really liked it.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we're always going through our notes, seeing what's different, seeing what's this and what's that. And it's mind-boggling enough, but they just come out and tell us what they want. We'll give it to them, you know. So, y'all going to be doing a lot of FBAs or GBAs this year? I know you're going to Pigs and Wings.
We'll probably do. I'll hit anyone I can. It's right now. It's a little not chaotic, but it's busy right now. From the, just again back to building the brand. I'm doing a lot more promotional and just getting the name out there in general. And I'm not to say that going to these events is not do that, but I'm really going to have to. I have a set schedule this year, and that's something I've never had to do. In the last 2 years I've been competing, I've never had to have a schedule. And not to say that's a bad thing. It's just I'm going to have to be very, you know, precise on where I'm wanting to be and, you know, the ones I'm really wanting to be a part of. And one of those I know in the near future coming up would be the Fire Ant Festival in Ashburn, Georgia. And that's a great contest. Anybody that thinks they're a high-caliber competitive team, best get their ass there, because the best of the best will be there. And a contest that I'm really fond of is really what I'm going to key on. And I'm looking forward to the year. It's just going to be a little spontaneous in some degree.
Yeah, well, fast, you know, you just kind of, a lot of times, yeah, I kind of got a set schedule, but as a shooter, I may do, if I'm cooking good at that point, I'll do. If not, you know, I'll step back from a couple competitions, scale it back a little bit. And, you know, it's all trying to keep everything in perspective. You know, like I talked to Stumps earlier, you know, some people get really carried away with this and, you know, they bad things happen to them. And,
absolutely.
You know, and it's great that you're passionate, but you also have to have some moderation and your priorities in line. And,
absolutely.
My wife, I said, you know, barbecue's way after you. So I said, if it gets out of line or whatever, you know, just take that 2x4, pop me upside the head a couple of times and bring me back to reality. And, you know, hopefully I can still use that 2x4 to build something. But you know, it's that kind of, you know, we've got a little restaurant here in Augusta, and we started doing the pulled pork, and then we started doing briskets on Fridays, and it's really taken off. And so we kind of do it as a little bit of marketing around this area. We got a lot of friends around here that really like our barbecue, and we do some catering and stuff. And, you know, it helps pay for some of the contests. Scott's going to come through this year and probably help out with a few. We're selling some smokers for him and stuff.
Nice.
So, you know, and Scott's a good guy, him and Tim both. I didn't know Scott very well last year. He's one of those guys, once you get around a little bit, you see where he's coming from. And I mean, to me, he's a really great guy. I know y'all have worked with him over the past few years. And, you know, he's a good guy to know and to have on your side. So
absolutely.
And, you know, he's passionate about barbecue. He does a lot of contests, and he's doing more this year. But, you know, he's in the business, and, you know, he's pushing his brand, and, you know, we're helping him out. You know, he came with a sponsorship for us, and we really like the smoker. So, yeah, who says in 2 years won't be on to something else? But, you know, right now I think, you know, I'm where I need to be at to be competitive at this moment. So, and I know y'all are too. I know y'all water pan smokers. I think Brad had gotten Waylon a backyard model. Is that right, Brad? Brad. But it says he's still on the air. Wake up. Well, it says he's still on the air. He hadn't hung up yet, so I don't know where he's at. But anyway, Brad had gotten one from down there in Florida. He'd won a certain kind, and I think Rub traded him or something. I don't know what they did. But, you know, his buddy of mine, Waylon's got it, and he's done a couple cooks on it, and he really, really likes it. And he's a hot and fast-style cooker, so that matches his style right there.
Well, that's the way I was brought up on it. That's the only way I know is hot. And, well, not the only way I know. I just know that's the only way that works for me, hot and fast.
Yeah. See, I'm low and slow, and, you know, of course Scott's hot and fast. And but Waylon, he's going to be competing this weekend down here too, and he's going to have that JOS smoker on the back of his trailer. And I know he's doing at least one meet, if not two meets on it. We only have two meet contests. So it's kind of laid back. You know, we got Brad coming down, and Brad and I have been friends for years, and, you know, we're just going to kind of hang out and eat some food and sit around the fire and BS and, you know, see what happens on Saturday and go that route. I had Robbie on there. I know he had him on last week plugging his fire ant pencil from back on the ground. You want to put one more in for your coming up next, Robbie?
Hey, yeah, we're definitely already got a bunch of teams in. That's how I got that. That's what Michael did for me. He plugged my cook for me to plug him. That was good, wasn't it?
Oh yeah.
You all had a plan. Well, I've been plugging your thing for the last few weeks anyway, so
I appreciate it. It's going to be an awesome event. Michael and the boys have been there before, you know, and it's a Class A act, and just I'm tired of not tired of, but I'm a little stressed. Teams sign up slow, but I talked to Audrey today, and she said slow there also, you know. So it's money's tight, you know, and it's like you said, it's a great relaxation, and it's a lot of money to be spent. And you know, I agree with you guys talking about the wanting to know what's wrong when you pull a 6-6-7 or something like that in a KCBS event, and it's great, and that you can get a little input. And a lot of the other organizations really need to get a little stronger about encouraging their judges to do that, you know. And which we cook every sanctioning body out there. And before Michael takes over
the big jig, I plan on getting it from Papa once or twice myself, just for the record.
You've been nipping at his head right now.
We've been passed down the last 3 years from the old man, and you know, this that adage, folks say, well, if he hadn't been there, that's not the point. That is his good. And just for the record, when we do win it, because it's not an if, it's when we win it, I want him sitting there shaking my hand the way I've shook his hand.
There's no better feeling as a Robin.
No, there's not. There's not. Myron's as good a friend of mine as there is in the barbecue world, along with you. Jim's a great friend. That's just it, and I think you hit on that a while ago. That is what barbecue is. It's making great friendships out in the barbecue world, and that's the bigger part is doing great and winning is the relationships you make and the friends you make.
I've never been around a group of guys that compete against one another that will take the set off the back and give it to another competitor. I mean, you look at what Bubba did up in Cleveland, went back, got Blue Bloods, trailer 200 miles. You know, it just shows you, it doesn't matter what level of competitor you are. You know, you always get, you know, this is, you're still in the roots of it. You know, you're not too far gone from what, you know, you've been through and all this other stuff and other people helped you out, or, you know, you may need some help. So, you know, it's amazing on Facebook, somebody have a flat tire and make them, before you know it, three people's already out there helping them. You know what I'm saying? It's that kind of camaraderie in the sport, and that's another reason why me and my wife like it, because we just, you know, love to go see the people, and, you know, if you can help out, we'll help. You know, if you don't need any help, that's fine, you know. There'll always be a time when you're going to need some help.
Absolutely.
We got another caller, 864-993 number. Hello.
Hey, Jim. This is Gene with Backwoods Barbecue.
Hey, Gene. How you doing, man?
Good. I come on about 30 minutes ago. Just been listening to the last part. And I know why Michael likes to go. It ain't the barbecue and drinking beers, looking at the women.
Oh, my God. Well, I mean, I'm not hurting that field, but yeah, that doesn't hurt either.
he must have a girlfriend somewhere or something, because he's not saying a whole lot about that.
No, it's just, I mean, I'm trying to keep control of myself. No, I'm a free spirit when it comes to that as well, but it's just, it gets overwhelming at times.
That's what I'm saying, just keep things in perspective and keep the priorities in line.
Hey, about the priorities, you got to have them in check.
That's right. I'm ready for this weekend.
You getting ready, Gene?
We worked on this funding. I reckon we're ready to come on down to Augusta this weekend.
So you going to take it?
I so would like to.
You've got a couple obstacles.
I'm taking it.
You've only got a few obstacles to overcome, not too much.
That's right.
You've been there before. So,
Gene, where is that contest at? Augusta, Georgia?
Yeah, down there. Don't tell Michael
about it.
The wine and swine. He puts on a nice little event.
All right. Well, is it a KCBS or SBS?
They still got open at the venue, Michael.
It's SBN. Gene, shut up. It's a SBN.
in Augusta, Georgia?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe Cook's. I don't know. I got a cook school this week. I might have to come out there and dance with y'all.
That's fine. We got a. I put Gene on home. Gene's on a lot of medication right now, Michael. So I had to cut his ass off. I got him on mute right now. He's probably pissed. It's a tad.
Oh, man.
The pen is mightier than the sword. When are they going to learn that?
we'll see what happens. I mean, I might have to come over there and dance with you. It's not far from the house.
Nah, it's actually in our home backyard. Actually, the Papa Joe's that you have in May is actually Rob's quarter of a mile from my house. That's literally my backyard.
Well, so, nice.
But yeah, it's not have a couple of events kind of close to the house, and but Jim, you're back on now. I'll put you back on.
Okay.
it's a good little event. It's put on by SBN, and a lot of the SBN cooks that I go to, we were the SBN Cook of the Year last year. team of the year. And but yeah, they do fill out comment cards whether it's good or bad. So that's one thing I like. Just about every judge will fill one out. So
even Marty Todd even does.
Yeah, I know. I think a lot of Marty was there. So I've seen him a lot.
I mean, SPN is a great sanction now. There was one in Columbia, South Carolina I went to. It was a national.
Yeah, that's in the farmer's market.
That was very, all under the shed. That was a good venue, great venue. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, rain didn't even get wet, so that was great. Your rig didn't even get wet, so that's what gets me is me going for SPN again and Robbie having a day on the Trant Festival on the same weekend. Like, you know, that's the first part of the schedule. I want to go do the Fire Festival, but that's, you know, they're on the same weekend. So, I haven't made up my mind.
Jim, make whatever excuse you want. If you're scared, say you're scared. Tell him, Michael.
Are you going to be at Pigs and Wings?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sure about that weekend. I'm uncertain about it. Audrey Evans, she's putting on that contest. She does a great. I mean, that's a great contest. I was there last year, but I'm not sure what's going on. That's an iffy one yet. If I do, it's going to be last minute.
Well, just I'm doing it.
Well, just to let you know, I might be coming to Augusta.
Hey, that's fine, man.
There you go.
The water is fine. Jump on in. You know, that's all I can say. Now, we'd love to have you up here, Michael. They're looking for a few more things. Cool. And, you know, it's a good little event. We're going to be right there in downtown Augusta, right on the levee at the old railroad depot. And, you know, you can't really do a barbecue contest without railroad tracks being nearby.
You're right. So, you're absolutely right, especially if it's between the cooks and the turn-in table. Perfect.
Yeah. Hey, I've been there. I've had two in between me and the turning table before. So, it adds a new dimension in turning ends.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Jim, I do have your cell phone number now, but I might have to give you a call. And if I do decide to come that way, I'll give you a call. I'll let you know. Really, I will. I mean, again, I'm last minute about it. I can load up my stuff and head out. And we'll see what happens. I'm gonna sleep on it.
Yeah, but that's kind of like if you want, you always come up and hang out. Brad will be there, and you know, there might be some of that that moonshine floating around a little bit up there. And you know, there's hotels right there, so you know, it's whatever, you know. Hey, and let you know, there's a little strip club right around the corner you can walk to too. So
perfect. I know me and Brad will definitely have to hit that up.
That's what my wife told me. If she got to miss me on Friday night, she knew where I was gonna be.
I think Michael is right around the block. I mean, it's 400 yards from the contest.
Well, I call that convenient.
I call it stumbling distance. Great show on tonight, Michael. Man, I enjoyed talking to you, and I'm looking forward to seeing you out on the trail. And hopefully, you'll be coming up this weekend. And Brad, I see Brad a lot. He's already off the phone. He's got bad service. We told him to take some of that money, buy him a new damn phone anyway. But, but Brad's always a great competitor. I'm glad he was on here. Stump, glad you made it on here, man. Stump Smokers are great. We got Robbie Royal. Finance Festival, you need to look it up, SBA event. Great contest. And I'm still undecided on which one I'm going to do yet, Robbie. So.
Come on down, you'll have a blast, I promise.
Oh, I know I will. It's just, damn, I got to go after that. But we had a great to have you on here, Robbie. Rescue Smokers, and look forward to seeing you. Haven't seen you in a while. Looking forward to seeing you again. And I'm still working on some Masters tickets, too. So,
that's what Stephanie's sitting here doing. She's shaking her head. So, sounds good. she'll come help you serve some barbecue for some practice round tickets.
There you go. Well, that's what we're trying to see if the MLB is going to do it again this year. I used to get them for Monday. You know, Mark Mayer, he gives us his tickets on Mondays, and we usually get them. So I'm looking forward to that if we can get a few more in. Because Don and Bo want to come down to it. yeah, we'll see what's going on with all that, and hope I'll be giving you a call. Maybe we'll find something out next week or so. And
you enjoyed your show. Enjoyed listening to everybody. Michael, good talking to you. I'll see you soon.
All right, love you, Rob.
Take care, buddy.
Gene, it's good talking to you, buddy, and we'll see you down here this weekend. And Michael, I want you to, you know, let's hear some more about some JOS smokers and you know, your classes coming up. What's coming up for Jack's Old South and Jack's New South?
Well, it's honestly, it's a list full of things. I mean, you're talking a new – tomorrow, as a matter of fact, we got a – and I'm not sitting here and going to boast on this for a little while, but it's just – it's amazing how this has happened. This is – it's a show that's about to start, and it's revolving around the old man. They're coming out to this compound tomorrow here at Jack's Old South headquarters, and it's this, the show they're kind of going for. It's a new format. It's imagine, you know, the show Iron Chef.
Right.
All right. Imagine if Iron Chef and Barbecue Pitmasters had a baby. This be that show.
That's cool.
There you go. The show, I believe they're going to run with it. It's called Smoked, and they're going to be out here tomorrow giving a rundown. And again, that's it's a, back to just promotional things right now. It's so, and it's so chaotic, and I hate to use that word because I love doing it, but it's very, it's just, it's, I can say, interesting right now for me. I'm just every day, every weekend, I'm occupied. It's, I have obligations to attend to, and it's just, that's one of the things. So there's something to look forward to, Barbecue World, the new show on Destination America, Smoked. And it's going to be, it'll be interesting. I give it that. It'll be filmed out there right under the Barbecue Pavilion. Now, iconic symbol in barbecue out there, there's the compound itself right there in my hometown at the house in my backyard, as a matter of fact. But, yeah, Jim, that's the big one right now. And beyond that,
you've got my application for that already, I'm sure.
Wait, what's that?
You've got my application for that already, I'm sure.
I've been talking to him. But, again, that's about the old man. He's the pit master. He's the man on top, and I ain't trying to steal none of that thunder. He's the man, and that's the bottom line. But as of on the agenda, Jim, it's I can't even give a rundown on it. It's very spontaneous right now. And again, back to that schedule, I'm going to have to get on it here shortly. I'm telling
you. Well, y'all got a website that people can find out about what's going on.
Absolutely. JacksOldSouth.com.
And, you know, like you said, I don't know if it's chaotic, more hectic than anything. And, you know, they're still trying to grasp. I know Michael's trying to grasp everything that's going on because I have a feeling it's going to be a really, really busy year for you and your father and pretty much for the whole team, so to speak, because y'all are intermingled a good bit. And, you know, like I said, your father's done so much for barbecue, putting it on the map, so to speak. So, you know, every team has got to be, you know, partially grateful to him for putting his name and his face out there and putting his livelihood on the line and promoting this, which I don't think without him would be anywhere near this far.
No way.
Some people might beg to differ, but, you know, it's just the way it is. And, you know, he's done as much for this sport as anybody else has done for any other sport. So, you know, hats off to him. I appreciate him doing it and keep on doing it and making all the teams proud. Brad's back online. I got Roger White. So I'm going to bring them on real quick. We got a few minutes left. You got time to stick around, Michael?
Absolutely, Jim. I'm enjoying it. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, we've got Roger White on the line right now, and I'm going to go ahead and bring Brad K on also. Roger, how's it going, buddy?
It's going well, my man. Going very well. I don't want to take much time on the show. I'm really calling to tell you happy birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I was trying to get through the whole show without that crap.
Oh, it's your birthday. All right.
Yeah, I'm the ripe old age of 51. So, yeah. Thanks, Raj. I was 90 seconds from getting out of this show from doing that.
Got me off. I understand. That's all I wanted to say.
Damn it, man. So, now my guys didn't even know I worked today. I didn't tell them until I left. Someone said, Tam was looking on Facebook. Today's your birthday? I said, why? So, they're sending you a bunch of birthday wishes. I said, yeah. So, you didn't tell nobody? No. So, yeah, Jan and I went down to Hilton Head and spent the whole weekend down there, just me and her, for barbecue season and all that, and just had a really good time. Just chilled, drank, ate, and slept. So, you know, it was...
Texas in North Carolina this coming weekend to help me cook for the judge class.
I'm going to be hearing a guest at this FPN.
I don't blame you.
So, but anyway, yeah, I'm gonna be here doing that, Roger. I'd love to come up there and do that, but you know, drive 5 hours for that. But you know, I'm gonna stay a little closer to home. And
I wouldn't drive that far to see a grasshopper eat a bale of hay. But Michael, yeah. Mason, good to hear your voice. I haven't seen you since Columbia last year. Are you guys cooking it this year?
I'd love to. As a matter of fact, it's coming up here shortly, is it not?
Yep, it's going to be in about 3 weeks, I believe. Don't hold me to that, but pretty close, like.
I'll look into it, but yes, if it's there at the market, I'd love to come. I love that event, and it's great. You got a lot of good people around that area, and I enjoy it. I really do.
Yep, it's a few of my boys can cook.
I hate that. I'm not doubting that at all, but I think this Georgia boy might have an edge on you.
We'll see. We can all use the term in that.
Well, the Fire Ant Festival is the same weekend as one in Columbia. That's why I'm going.
Ooh, well, then this Georgia boy might not. He's definitely not going to be in Columbia. I'm sorry to state that out there, but Fire Ant Festival, my heart's in that one. So again, if you're going to Columbia, that's unfortunate because there's going to be a great venue. Not to say Columbia is a beautiful contest, but I got to be there with my man Robbie Royal and Rescue Smokers. That's their hometown. Those are my peeps, but nothing against the boys from South Carolina.
Well, man, we'd love to have you either way, man. It's always good to see you, and you bring that special charisma, I guess, to any barbecue contest. So, you know, that's always important to see. You know, it's a really good thing, and you know, I'm looking forward to seeing you again here shortly. I don't know when I'll see you. Might be this weekend, or I'll be down at Pigs and Wings next weekend, and then after that, it's still kind of up in the air. And Brad came back on the line. Anything you want to say, Brad?
Thanks for having me on tonight, and, you know, big shout-out to Daryl, Barbecue Superstars, for making everything possible for us. Be able to do this on the radio shows at night, and yeah, he pushes barbecue every day also. He's got a real passion for it. And,
absolutely. Yes, he does.
Oh, it's real good to know a lot of people that are passionate about the same things we are. So I'll be seeing you this weekend at the Wine and Swine Festival, and go promote Fireside. And Daryl is going to be doing some live television there. I think he's got some new cameras we're going to try out this weekend. So we're going to be live, and we're going to show him how it's done on Friday night. Might get in the spirit world for a few minutes and get right Friday night. We'll see what happens. It's going to be online, so y'all check it out.
Yeah, Dale got some RFID cameras. He's like a kid in a candy store, but he does. He lives, eats, and breathes barbecue. He loves to do it for the teams. He can join Barbecue Superstars. I know Roger's a member, Brad, me, several other teams are laudable. Mike Bader's a member. So check it out and help him out. And, you know, he's out to promote barbecue on the back lines and hopefully be on the front lines for too long. And, you know, live feeds and doing some, you know, some spot cooking shows. I think he's got Roger on a couple of those. And, you know, he's really got a passion for it, and he's really trying to hook it up so we get these sponsors in here to take barbecue to the next level, get some sponsorship in here, get some of the money in here, and get some of these teams rocking and rolling and traveling. And, you know, just letting them live out their passion and everything. Kind of like what Michael's doing. You know, he's doing well in his own right. He's got his own team. Plus, you know, he's got hold down the fort, so to speak, while the general's gone. So, you know, he's got a full plate.
That's an understatement.
Yeah, I saw a little sign up there in a buddy of mine's restaurant who got me barbecuing. Said that if Colonel Sanders could cook chicken as good as Richard Gildersleeve, he would have been the general. So, so anyway. But anyway, Michael, it's great to have you on the show. We're already fixing to be dropped off here in a second. But I just want to
appreciate
you. All right, Jim.
Appreciate
you calling in.
I appreciate you having me on there. Again, back to the Augusta deal. I will let you know, seriously, I'm really debating on if besides this cook school, I'd love to have a little competitive, you know, a little fix this weekend. And I might have to see you up there in Augusta, but I'll let you know. And, again, thank you for having me on. Anytime you want me on, you just give me a call. Anything to promote the sport of barbecue, anytime, anywhere, any place, let me know. I'm there. And, again, another shout-out to Fire Ant Festival, Ashburn, Georgia. Y'all look into it. Be there. Robbie, I love you. And thank you again, Jim.
All right, we appreciate it, Michael, and thanks for what your whole family is doing for the sport of barbecue. We all owe you a bit of gratitude.
We do it for y'all. We do it for y'all. Don't ever forget it.
All right, man. So we'll end the show on that. And like I said, I want to thank my sponsors, Royal Oak Charcoal, Southern Key Smokers, Fireside Outdoor Kitchens and Grills. We have WikiQ. We have Butcher Barbecue that came on board. So really glad to have them, and Phoenix Printing for doing all my signs and banners and whatnot. And I want to thank Brad Kay for tuning in. Any shout-outs, Brad? I know you want to thank Ben Lane from Lane Smokers. Anybody else you want to give a shout-out to?
No, just happy birthday, brother. And I'm glad to be on the show tonight. And, you know, look forward to seeing you this weekend. And hopefully we can go out to eat Friday night or whatever and hang out with Daryl. And really looking forward to this weekend. And
And me too. I'm looking forward to seeing you, buddy. Me too, buddy. We'll see you there. We'll see you Friday. Roger, shout-out. Great to have you on the show, man, as always. I'm glad you called in.
Well, hang around, my man.
All right, well, keep Steve and Scott squared up on those stumps now. They were calling me either Saturday or Sunday, and they were all hyped up about it. So
looking forward to their company because they're always good for a heck of a lot of laughs.
Oh, you're not kidding, man. No. Those two—they need to go on tour. Them two—they had us rolling. We were actually going out to dinner when they called. I mean, we stopped and parked. We had to sit and listen to them for another 15 minutes. It was a mess, but we love them to death, though, man. You're right. There's so many different characters and personalities and stuff out there on the barbecue trail, and you know, it's just so much fun to have that mix and just. I mean, everybody legitimately really has a really good time doing these. And we appreciate all of our friends out there. We look forward to seeing y'all again this competition year. And I want to get some best wishes for Belinda Roberts. Hope she makes a speedy recovery. And I know Bob's up there. She's been in the hospital since she broke her ankle. And we're all sending our prayers to her and, you know, really miss her. And we hope to see her out there on the out there on the barbecue circuit before too long and see Bob and all of our friends out there, man. We just can't wait to get out there and see you. And Roger, you and Marsh are both, you know, we miss everybody. We really do. And it's nice to take a break, but, you know, it's also nice to get back to see your friends. So we'll end the show on that. If you get a chance, join Barbecue Superstars, Daryl Mass. This is Jim Berg with Killer Bees Barbecue. Signing off with Roger Wise from Pickin' Porkers. And we'll see y'all at the same time next week. Thanks, Roger. Appreciate it, buddy.
No problem, brother.